Now, I've got a whole task down there. There ain't no weeds and bushes. I mean, weeds ain't like that out there.
Well, what do you call a piece of land like that you can't cultivate? It's too low?
Well, you can cultivate it. I used to plant cane down there.
Mm-hmm.
For that down there. But I break it up this time of year and plant that corn cane where it'll dream. See? Where that water will dream off that land. And it won't get sloppy like that. But now, it ain't been cultivated in 7-8 years, and the weeds stuff, and it done got to where in the spring you can't do nothing with it.
Yeah. You call it, you got land where water will stand for a long time?
Yeah, well, that's it down there.
Water stands in it?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you call that, Mr.?
That's what you call a sabe. Bottom.
A bottom?
Yes.
Marsh?
Marsh, sabe.
Yeah.
It ain't no sticky mud, it's just sabe.
Uh-huh.
See, you can bog down over your move, over your shoes, but it won't bind against it like it will down here on Saline. You need some down here on
Saline, what's that?
On that Saline River down here about 15 or 20 miles south of Jonesboro.
Uh-huh.
It'll pull off them shoes.
No kidding?
Nah, I ain't lying with you. Pull off them shoes. Go on down in that mud up to here. Pull off them shoes on that bottom.
Yeah.
Sure will.
Now, you got a place that you can't grow anything, maybe just except hay or something like it there? It's too low, or?
Yeah, it's too low.
Yeah.
Now, this time of year, if you'd have planted in there, plant it level, dish it up level, and plant stuff there, right now you could go in there and cut it and it'd be just as green and put it in your soap.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
What do you call a kind of a land where bushes and trees have grown up and water stands in it most of the time?
Well, we got a place right down below them pine.
Yeah.
That's what you call the sloppy bottom.
Yeah. You got a pretty high land here, don't you?
Well, it's here pretty high. On it, that's about 3/4 acre. See where them big pine that you on?
Yeah.
Well, it's down there, and the weeds and grass is that high, all over.
3 feet?
Sir?
About 3 feet high?
Yes. Now, that's why mostly I give these boys this ground here to cultivate where I can see these things, these coyotes and things.
Mm-hmm.
They come all the way through there. You can be looking at them plowing out there, hollering at them. They don't stop, come right on. Catch anything to that.
What do you call this land over here? What kind of land is that?
Well, back across there?
Yeah.
Well, that's just Norman gray deep sand.
Well, I mean, the elevation of it.
Well, the elevation is all draining to the west, you see?
I see.
Now, that's what they born these deep wells for. See, they're done it. They cause a kind of a druggy over our springs and well around here.
Uh-huh.
See? Them deep wells. Because it's like that pole on you, see?
Yeah.
The dream gonna dream this away.
Uh-huh.
And dream yonder way.
Right.
Yes.
Now that branch goes on down there, doesn't it?
Well, that branch goes along on down there, slam on into Washita River.
Yeah.
And on down into Mississippi.
Yeah, and it's got low places along there?
Yes, sir.
What do you call that?
Well, now, them are low places along there, what you call it, it just sand over, see?
Mm-hmm.
It washes sand over, see?
Yeah.
And chunk of thing will fall in it, and it'll sand over and make it deeper, don't you see? If a chunk fall in this dream here, he's going to have to go on and go over that, and it gets deeper. On further down you go and deeper.
Mm-hmm.